Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, my dear friends from all around the world. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, The Keys of Life. And this is Asma. First thing first, I'm no religious scholar, therefore all we're gonna do in here is to go through every chapter of the famous fruitful book of Mafatih al-Hayat. That literally means the keys of life. There is this holy verse from the holy book of Quran that says, وَأَنَّ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. That is, there is nothing for you more than what you have tried for, more than what you have worked for. So that is, you work, and the outcome is going to be the reward of your efforts. Whatever you do is going to be the thing that is going to remain with you in your conduct book. Your deeds are your only bundle of blessing that you could get. If you do in a good way, then it's going to be called the blessing. And if you do in a bad way, then it's not going to be called the blessing. See, in our life, we have been asked to work too much. When we talk about working, we do not just mean the kind of work that would do nothing for me, does not change me, going through the same routine every day. Some works are meant to change you spiritually. I mean, there you could see some people as doctors, and then there are some other people who do some other jobs that are not considered as very respectful jobs. But still, the jobs are not considered by the amount of money you get out of them or by the place you work in. There are some people who do not have a perfect job like other people, but they are respectful human beings and obedience to Allah. Maybe in virtue and in submission to Allah, they're more close to Allah. So the thing that is very important is the way you look at everything, is your perspective, and is in the concepts that you have in your mind. In our Islamic heritage and through the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, we have been asked to work so hard. Even the Prophet says that the man who works for his family to bring a sort of a halal bread for his family, what he goes through throughout his day is just the same as the thing that a soldier would go through in a battlefield. This is so much to think about. It's too much of a reward for that person. And also we have it for women. The woman who spends too much of her time working at home, doing the chores, trying to be a perfect mother and a perfect wife, even she is going to get the words of the person, of the soldier, who is actually having a role in a battlefield. So we do not have any sort of unimportant jobs in our religion. Everyone who has the intention of satisfying Allah in their mind and the intention of helping someone else and going for a job, doing some sort of tasks, is a valuable person who is doing a valuable job. So it's not just like the idea that, okay, only the people who do great things are considered as the valuable people. No, it's not like that. In a religion, the one who does things in the intention of satisfying Allah and in the intention of helping other people is going to be considered as a valuable and worthy creature. The thing that might happen to every one of us that might just work as an obstacle in our way of getting to a job is laziness. Let's talk about laziness after the break.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جندش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Keys of Life. This is Arabic English Radio, Call of Islam. Well, we're talking about working. That has been considered as so valuable and rewarding in a religion, and we have been recommended to do jobs and do not stay idle. We also have this quote in English that says, an idle mind is the workplace of devil. It's very much important to engage ourselves in a specific sort of a job. First of all, because then we're going to be independent and it's going to actually be fruitful for us. It's going to have some benefits, as in looking from the worldly perspective. You're going to gain money, the first thing, obviously. And then the second, it's going to teach you many things through interaction with other people. You're going to learn how to sympathize, how to empathize, how to be so philanthropist. And then too many things you're going to learn in your workplace. So this is the second thing. And third of all, you're not going to be in need of anyone. This is so important. You know, there are many people, there are many men out there who are so old and perhaps they're suffering from different kind of disease, but still they work too much to gain a sort of a blessing for their family, to have a respectful life, to provide a respectful life for their families. So this is too much of a reward and blessing. We have to engage ourselves with jobs that are going to enlighten us, that are going to help us in our life, that are going to teach us things. But everyone, actually, according to their situation, according to their education, and according to whatever they know. So not all the people are the same. The Prophet says there's no food better than the kind of the food that you have provided for yourself by your own effort and hard work. So from this, we can get how important it is to go through working to gain a sort of halal food for yourself and to feed it for your family as well. And yeah, we talked about laziness. You see, there are many people out there who nag too much about their life. Okay, I don't have a job. I don't have this. I don't have that. But the thing is, when you dig deeper in their life, you see that they are sitting idle, doing nothing, and just wishing for a perfect life. This is so sad. We must have it in mind that I am going to be rewarded as much as I work. So it's not just like an easy thing, you sit, you wish, and everything happens to you. No, it's not like that. Life has never been an easy thing. You have to go through too much of hard work. You have to motivate yourself to gain more of power in order to go for more of job, to actually be able to fund yourself. This is very important. And then this was all the time that we had for today's episode, but if I would want just to give you the gist of what we talked about, working in a religion is an important thing. We have to find a sort of a job that is suitable for ourselves, and even if it's not suitable, the important thing is to be the one who works, is the one who's not sitting idle, doing nothing, waiting for things to happen haphazardly. Now, this is not the way we could do, in our life, we have to work and we have to search for the food that is halal and to actually support ourselves with our jobs, with our working and with our effort. So this was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.